And we're back. Back at another episode. Welcome back, y'all. I'm your girl, Sadia Moore. You're checking in with the Holistic Makeover Podcast, brought to you by the holisticmakeover.co. You can also find the brand on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at the Holistic Makeover. So, of course, we're going to be discussing this month's focus, and this month's focus is tips for a healthy immune system and beyond. And what I want to discuss more specifically today is going to be the topic of stress. You know, we talk a lot about what we can do to stay healthy and, you know, keep our immune system boosted, especially in these times. But what we cannot skip over is stress. Well, we can skip over it. We can't skip over that topic today. Or any day when we're discussing how to keep the immune system healthy, right? And I'm going to share a little personal story. I won't make this episode too long because, you know, I want to sit down somewhere and not stress out. I want to get some extra rest. I'm all about resting and relaxing a lot more these days, especially in these times. We want to keep ourselves in good spirits and in good moods and boosted up. And yeah, we want to keep our immune system functioning well and healthily. It's hard to say that word a little bit, you know, healthily. Anyway, but that's what we want to do. So I'm all about that action, especially in these times and as life progresses, you know? So let's get into it. I think I've discussed everything I wanted to discuss. Oh, also, if you want to catch up on previous episodes, feel free. And if you want to get into previous month's topics, or focuses as we call them, then you could check out the social media platforms for that. And also you can check out the blog. And we do have a member section now. And if you want to, you know, go into the exclusive content, you can become a member and it's free. So, you know, help yourself and sign up. So, stress. So let's talk about it, right? Let's talk about, you know, stress. Now, when we talk about the immune system, we'll automatically go into, oh yeah, you know, what vitamins do you take? What supplements do you take? And I might do a live on that. I don't know how I want to definitely do it, but I don't know how, but it might be a live on Facebook or Instagram. We'll see. But you'll know about it. But anyhow, you know, sorry, you might hear my bracelets. Anyway, you know, people might go into, you know, yo, what kind of supplements you taking? You know, elderberry, the sea moss, and all this type of stuff. Do you make a green smoothie and stuff? And that's all fine and dandy. And of course, we want to do those things too. But we need to talk about, you know, how we treat our bodies and our minds with our energy. And stress is definitely one of those things where if you're immersed in it, then everything else that you do might as well be non-existent. It's not ineffective, but it definitely brings down the effectiveness of everything else you do if you decide to overexert yourself, be bogged down with anxiety, become a slave to stress. And we don't want none of that, okay? So also, there is a very helpful article for you that I wrote. I posted it so that you can find it over on the Holistic Makeover Facebook page. So if you want to go ahead and find that, it is a very helpful resource to tell you 7 simple ways to eliminate stress from your life. Very simple and practical ways to just kind of, you know, get that stress out of your life, because we don't need none of that. So I want to go into a personal story of mine, and it's about my experience with stress and how it got really, you know, really serious. And it was a kind of a wake-up call for me, and what I learned through that situation and what I'm doing now, or trying to do, because, you know, not perfect, none of us are, but what I'm trying to do now to cope with stressful situations and to be sure that I'm not overexerting myself or being too stressed out. So let's get into this story. So this was about 2020, the beginning of the year. And what I try to do every year, the beginning of the year, I go for, you know, I go get checkups and, you know, check out my eyes, health screenings, you know, just general stuff that we should all do to make sure we're functioning and operating at our best. We go see our professionals, we go see, you know, get a physical, something like that. So just see how we're doing at the beginning of the year. You can do this, you know, this is a good thing to do. You can do this at the beginning of the year or, you know, at the beginning of your personal year, which you might consider to be your birthday. I know I do. At the beginning of the Gregorian year, Gregorian calendar year, you know, a lot of times I go and, you know, go in for checkups and things like that. And I can't remember which appointment I was at, but I remember the doctor saying, he was like, you know, your blood pressure is a little high. And I was like, me? Nah, you crazy. You crazy. And so, I forget what the reading was, but yeah, it turns out it was actually high. And so they go into, you know, these questions and stuff like that. Well, hey, are you, you know, do you eat a lot of salt? I don't eat salt. I don't eat white salt. I don't eat meat. I don't eat red meat. I'm not around here, you know, eating queso and nachos, none of that stuff. But, you know, that's what they started to go into. You know, you got to cut back on the red meat. So I'm looking like, excuse me? You're talking to me about this? Do you know that I am plant-based? Okay, get it right. But the thing is, here I am sitting here with a high blood pressure reading, right? So obviously something, you're not doing something right, sis. So from then on, I started to, you know, keep track of or kind of monitor my blood pressure readings. And it wasn't going down. I was, you know, eating right. I was slacking on the exercise a little bit, you know. I haven't been doing as much cardio, especially last year. I didn't do as much cardio, I don't think, as I usually do. And I was just kind of slacking on that aspect, but I wasn't slacking health-wise. You know, I had, you know, I would always cook healthy meals and eat healthy food. I don't do salt, especially no white salt. I don't do none of that stuff like that. So if you know me, you know. I've been eating how I eat for so long now that I forget that I don't do certain things, and it's just a habit to me by now. But I began to monitor, you know, over the next, I guess, few days, my blood pressure, and it wasn't making any progress. And I would get these headaches and things like that. Excruciating headaches and stuff, to where I had to lay down. I mean, I don't really take medication like that, you know, unless it's really, really bad. And I think I had some ibuprofen on hand and I kind of just took one, but I don't even think that helped. But yeah, and I think during the pandemic, like when it was really high and they were telling people not to take ibuprofen. So I was like kind of iffy and I was like, I'm not taking that because they said not to do it during this time and stuff. So yeah, these headaches and this high blood pressure and stuff like that. And I think one day, as I was monitoring, I kind of felt like my heart was kind of like, not my heart, but I was kind of feeling like kind of tight in the chest area or something. And I'm, you know, head hurting and stuff. Nothing too crazy, but being in tune with my body, I can definitely tell when something is not going right. So I went to check my blood pressure and it was even higher. I'm like, what is going on? Right? So I was like, nah, you know, and me, I don't play that. I'm probably a bit of a hypochondriac. I hate to say that, but you know, one little thing, I'm gonna go check it out. I might self-diagnose and be totally wrong. and be totally wrong. Not 10 times out of 10, I'm always wrong. Or 9 times out of 10, whatever. I've always been proven to be wrong about, oh no, this is this and this is that. But anyway, back to the story. So I was like, nah, I can't take this. You know, that's scary. This is not me. This is not like me. I'm not used to this. I know some people live their life like this, but I'm young and I'm active. You know, I'm on my feet all day. And I eat right. So let me take myself. I went to the emergency room and stuff. I went to the emergency room, got there, and I told them what was wrong. Yeah, my blood pressure is reading this much and this and that. They gave me the whole spill again. Okay, well, you gotta watch your food. Make sure you're not eating all that meat. And I'm just looking like, do I even look like I eat hella red meat and salt? I don't know, but I guess that doesn't really have a look. But so they started to check my blood pressure. It went down a little bit, which was probably, you know, it went down a little bit over time. They checked it and then they let me rest a little bit and they checked it again. Okay, it went down a little bit. You was probably coming in here with a lot of anxiety and pumping yourself up, you know what I mean? And so then they started to put, you know, they did an EKG, what they call an EKG test on me. They put these little, you've probably seen it, like little tape on your chest, like little wires connected to tapes. And so they started to check me and stuff. It's like, okay, we'll give you the results and stuff. And so they came back in, the doctor came back in after a while, and they're just looking at me like, what the hell? We got a total hypochondriac in here. And just looking at me like, you know, everything, nothing is wrong. Everything is just fine. You know, we're going to say that this is stress-induced. You have a stress-induced high blood pressure, and, you know, you need to manage your stress a little bit better. Fast forward, I'm speaking to some sort of a therapist, and she's all like, you know, you're stressed out. You're stressing yourself out. Basically telling me what I probably already should, you know, I already know, but I put on the back burner or refuse to acknowledge. And, oh, what's going on? And I'm like, girl, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna talk to you. I don't know you. But, you know, and she's like, are you, how's your diet? They got to go through this whole thing of questions. And I'm like, you know, I don't eat this. I don't eat that. I do this and I do that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, girl, do your job and get up out of my face. But she was doing her job, but she said something to me, which was so simple, but, you know, at the same time, so profound. And she was just like, well, you know, it's not always about what you put in your body. That's all fine and well, but what good is it if you're not nice to yourself or if you're not treating yourself nicely, if you're stressing yourself out? And I'm just sitting there like, yeah. Give me a hug. For real. But I mean, she was right. You know, what good is it for you to put all this good stuff in your body, or even work out, even hydrate yourself, or take all these supplements? Because if you see me, you know I carry a bag of supplements and vitamins and herbs. But what good is it all if you're, you know, resting, if you're overmanaging everything, if you're overly, like, overthinking, you know, and if you're stressing yourself out, what good is it? It's not gonna be any good. And I don't know about y'all, but them supplements cost too much money. Herbs and supplements and vitamins cost way too much money to be wasting it. And making it ineffective by putting stress into your life more than what it needs to be. It really don't need to be there at all, but, you know, some things are natural. But to be totally immersed in stress to the point where your, you know, your blood pressure reading is scary is not okay. So I had stress-induced high blood pressure. And so, you know, not fun, right? So what I'm doing now, I've managed it a little better nowadays. And of course, I've added different herbs into my regimen. And I'll go over that, like I said, again later. So I want to talk about some of the things that I've been doing to kind of counter stress and stressful situations in my life. And I want to talk about some things that I could be doing better, you know. But one thing that I've always done is meditating. And the crazy thing is, when we're in a stressful situation, we don't think to stop. We want to do more to try to fight our way out of it. But meditating is the perfect thing that you can do, even though it doesn't seem like it. And even though you don't feel like it, it's like the perfect thing that you can do in the midst of all the chaos is just to sit there and to meditate. And if you don't know how, you can check out my new book, 1 Month Mentality Makeover. It gives you 31 affirmations and meditations to ease your mental hangups. And it is an interactive 1 month practical guide by The Holistic Makeover, of course, by me. So go ahead and check that out. You can get your copy and download it easily to keep it on your device over at theholisticmakeover.co. Another thing that I've done for years now is breathing exercises. I've always done pranayama, which is good for your mind, your brain function, waking up your systems in the morning time. I do it in the morning time. And so I think especially now, everyone should be learning breathing exercises and getting more into breathing deeply and monitoring your breath and getting in touch with yourself through your breath and in touch with the world around you with your breath, you know? So that's one thing that helps me, especially in a situation, before I react or before I get too upset, I'll sit there and I'll breathe a little bit. I won't go full out and do a full out breathing exercise, but I will stop and like take deep breaths just to kind of get through it. And one thing, speaking of reactions, one thing that I kind of coined this phrase is called perception pausing, and you can read that article over on the blog. But it will help you with your reactions and to be more mindful with your reactions. So you kind of pause for a moment and kind of just look at the situation before you react, to give yourself time before you respond and before you act. You know, that saves us a lot of trouble, a lot of stress, anxiety, and probably a lot of arguments too. So go ahead and check out the article on perception pausing, and I'll try to link it here, at least on the Anchor platform, and on Facebook I'll try to link that that article to this episode. One thing that I feel like I could do better though is stretching, because stretching definitely releases all the stress from your being and it helps you to remove all the tension from yourself. And you know, over time throughout the week, we're just running and going and going, and we're not loving on our bodies enough by moving it and stretching it. So that's what I want to do better. And I also want to do better by my body by getting massages regularly, stuff like that. So that's what I want to do better when it comes to managing stress. Another thing is just getting outdoors. I promise, in my experience, getting outdoors and just kind of vibing out, or if you play with your child or go out there to work out, you will sleep so much better. You will just wake up feeling refreshed and your mood will be like 5-10 times better, or at least in my experience that's how it's been. So I recommend that. And speaking of sleep and feeling refreshed, another thing that we can do to manage stress, and what I've been working on, is what the experts call sleep hygiene. And really it's all about the activities that you do leading up to going to bed, and how you go to bed, and how you approach the act of going to bed at night. And I feel like that's something that a lot of us, you know, we're so tired at the end of the day, we're not exactly mindful of. And I have an article on that as well over at theholisticmakeover.co, and I'll try to link that one as well to this episode. So that's going to be all that I have for this episode. Keep checking in on the blog, on our social media channels, Facebook and Instagram, so that you can get into these tips, you know. And I'll also go live here and there. You can follow me also at Sadia Moore on Instagram. Yeah. And yeah, I'll go live here and there, whether on my account or from the Holistic Makeover, probably most likely from the Holistic Makeover, just to kind of to keep us going with this focus about tips for the immune system. So yeah, check out the blog and stay tapped and tuned in with our social media channels. And yeah, that's all I have. You guys have a beautiful, wonderful week, day, month, year, and until next time.